Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And this is just a short update because we know it's Thanksgiving and everybody's got a lot to do. And we'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And anyway, got Larry on board up on his mountain. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. Happy Thanksgiving.
I noticed you were, before we went on air, you said you kind of had a, and I guess this would have to be kind of a breaking update that you heard on Lou Dobbs, who evidently had somebody embedded in this caravan, and it confirms what I've suspected right along, that the traitors in the United States are complicit in all of this. Well, anyway, give us an update on what you heard.
Yeah, I'll just give you a real quick update on Lou Dobbs tonight. He had an individual owned that had embedded himself in the caravans and all the way down, and he said that 90 to 95% of all these caravans are fighting age males, and said that they were all being brought forward, lots of money, extremely highly organized, high tech, that they even had field hospitals accompanying them to get anybody that's hurt to take care of them, just like Antifa, if you will. And he said that amongst and embedded all around them are their leadership that are wearing black. The leadership is wearing black. They're staying out of the limelight. And said mainstream media in the U.S. is complicit with bringing these in under their cover, and that this is a massive undertaking. So there you are, Stuart, right from someone that was in amongst them.
Well, this confirms everything that I have thought personally, that this is, according to the Bible, a communist incursion, and our major media is complicit. They're all communist front operations, and what we're experiencing here is a communist coup and sleight of hand and deception then, and it's about on time. Now, I did read an article, and it was very brief. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's about the military being recalled, or some of them, starting, I guess, next week. And yet you hear other reports that he's allowed them to use lethal force. Now, that's not necessarily new. We did hear of that earlier, didn't we, if I recall right?
Well, that's we're getting it from both sides. But listen, this guy that was embedded also said that the leadership in California is bringing in hundreds in buses, taking them to the middle of major cities and letting them go. And these are some of them criminals. They're being so. This is a communist movement in America, right under the noses of the American people.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me too. There is this fellow. And, you know, he runs these numbers and all of this, but there's been more than one so-called prophecy. And when I use the word prophecy, I guess one has to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But more than one is saying that we may have an insurgency starting tomorrow, 11-11-11-11. Now, that 11-11 number is very, very important because it means disintegration and confusion and all of that. There have been other people who have said that when this hits, the American people will be totally confused, totally unaware, won't know what to do, won't know where to turn, and We have had fifth column operations going on in America for a long, long time. The Bible says that they will, when the signal is given, rise up and create great mischief in our cities. And so we got tomorrow, and we also have Black Friday. And some people have said those 2 days may be key days for an insurgency to start its uprising. Now, there was another fellow, and this is very, very interesting, who said that the economic collapse would begin on 11/11 in this country, and they would pull the plug on the 28th or 29th of November. They're getting some of that information off the Economist magazine, which had a coded message back in 1988 of 2018 and an economic collapse on an 11/11. This is kind of interesting because on the 11th is when the market took a nosedive, and it has been very, very erratic ever since, and I think it's lost about 900 points in the last 2 days, and today it was kind of just a break-even day, so it's not really returning. And so that's something we all have to watch, because all of this may come together. To my mind, they have to start moving soon. I don't think they have much choice. We're facing a long, hard winter, and that would be an ideal time for the elite to strike the United States and the people of the northern climes as well. And it's just, this is the way they operate. They mock America. And so a Turkey Day would be a good day that they would do that to give the American people something to think about. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. What I am saying, and I did a blog on it today, you better be very, very observant tomorrow, no matter where you are or who you are. If you're driving around or you're going to malls and all that sort of thing, or you're going to a football game, you better be observant as to what's really happening all around you. And that goes from now, I would say, I don't know about you, Larry, but I would say all the way through to the end of December, we're in kind of a high alert day for an insurgency. And it's not by accident that we've got 90 or 95% of these insurgents that are military fighting age. This is a communist incursion. This is probably the final phase of what the Lord says. I will fill you with caterpillars like men who, when the call is given, will rise up and make mischief in your cities. And I think we're watching that. How about you, Larry?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, as I said, I talked to you earlier, and I told you that they were having travel jams all over America. Almost all of America, it seems, is headed on the highways. That's really probably the most dangerous time ever in American history, either between now and Christmas, whichever is first. But what's remarkable is, remember Obama's words. You remember how Obama said he needed another group, an army?
Yes.
Just like the U.S. military that would do his bidding. And it makes me wonder, is this Obama's army?
Could well be. I mean, Obama, they say, is behind the scenes running an awful lot of this stuff. It's obvious Trump, even if he's part of it, probably doesn't even know he's part of it. And they're going to use him. And I wouldn't doubt that there have been some prophecies now, very serious ones, of an assassination attempt on Donald Trump sometime in the next few weeks, I guess, or maybe even sooner. So we got to pray for that Trump survives any such attacks. And here's something I wanted to talk about, too. It's kind of interesting, Larry, how the Supreme Court is now jumping in the fray. It says Chief Justice John G. Roberts defended the independence of the judiciary, a rebuke to President Trump, who attacked a ruling by an Obama judge. Here's what Roberts said. What a liar this man is. We do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges, Chief Justice Roberts said in a statement. That is garbage. We got people that are on the far left, like Ginsburg, who has come right out and said, we don't necessarily have to follow the Constitution. We have to really take a look at what other countries are doing. She swore an oath to this Constitution. It doesn't make any difference what other nations are doing. And we have, it's obvious, we have four left-wing judges. Where is Roberts coming off with this stuff? And actually, Trump is absolutely correct. He can do what he has to do to defend the border. And here we have some local federal judge telling Trump, well, you can't do that. What's going on?
Well, it's a, Stuart, it's a rebellion. It's an absolute rebellion. You know, Roberts knows this is a lie that he's spouting. He's just like Rice under Obama. They are lying out of their mouth, which that's not hard because their lips are moving. It's, you can tell it by looking. But matter of fact, Ginsburg came out today and slammed Trump also. And I'll tell you what, you know, and there was a guy, matter of fact, he was head of the Border Patrol agents, and he said everything Trump is warning is real and it's urgent. And everyone around them, the deep state, is trying to stop Trump from securing America. And that's where we are, Stuart. That's exactly where we are. And what I hadn't had time to tell you, too, was today I found out that some deep state people have been over the last few days practicing bringing down power grids. So when this begins to happen, you can pretty well be sure if your area's without electricity, there's something afoul or afoot out there around you somewhere.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because there were some prophecies where the women said, I wasn't able to cook Thanksgiving because there wasn't any electricity. More than one had that prophecy that they've been told by the Lord that the power was going to go out. So this is going to get very, very, very interesting. And you're right. I mean, what we have is a full-scale rebellion. Even the judiciary, the far-left judiciary, is aiding and abetting this communist incursion. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. I don't know how else to word it. But more and more people are being told by the Lord that the fall of America is going to commence very, very soon. And John Williams, who is probably the only economist I actually believe. He's been at it for years, testified before Congress. He says basically that consumer liquidity is really bad. And, of course, that means they aren't going to buy. So we're going to have to wait and see, or maybe they'll max out the rest of their credit. But he's not very happy with the way things are going. And anything going on over in the Middle East before we close?
I'd rather talk about reports and videos that I posted today, and you have also, with these convoys of train loads
tanks.
Of main battle tanks painted green around New Orleans. That's very interesting. I got an email from a woman that said, could they possibly be going to Mississippi for some reason? And I saw a report this evening that Trump in a couple of days is supposed to be in Mississippi. Isn't that ironic?
Wow. Well, okay, folks, if anything does break, Thanksgiving or not, we will do an emergency update if we have power. But I would definitely, as I warned in my blog, and you can go read it, I would definitely have a heads up for today and tomorrow, the next day, Black Friday. Ideal time for those people who want to stir up a lot of trouble in America to start it. Hopefully nothing happens. We don't know. No way of knowing. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on for this brief update. And happy Turkey Day to everyone out there. Hopefully everybody has power and everything goes the way it should. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, and take care, and heads up. Good night, everyone.